KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 71 degrees right now in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with light rain ending this morning. Skies should be partly cloudy by this afternoon, and we expect a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A collision between two semis Wednesday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in a Nebraska man being sent to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The Iowa State Patrol says 49-year-old Richard Bidgey of Omaha, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported to the hospital by Underwood Rescue following the crash that happened just before 6 a.m. Wednesday on Interstate 80 at about the 10.5-mile marker. Officials said a 2017 Freightliner semi driven by 25-year-old Kaldeep Singh of Santa Clara, California, was traveling eastbound when he heard a noise from his trailer. Singh pulled to the right to stop and check on what was making the noise. A 2013 Volvo semi driven by BG was eastbound and saw the lights in front of him. As he rapidly approached, he realized too late that the Freightliner was in the right lane. Bidgey hit the brakes and attempted to avoid the collision, but the left front of his trailer struck the right rear of Singh's semi. Both rigs then came to rest on the eastbound lane of traffic. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports an investigation into an alleged sexual assault resulted in an arrest Wednesday. 74-year-old David Dyke of Shenandoah was taken into custody for sexual assault and burglary in the third degree. Dyke was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held without bond while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Red Oak police late Wednesday morning arrested a man on a warrant charging him with three counts of delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. 23-year-old Alexander Warren Wichman of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 700 block of East Knuckles Street and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on a $25,000 cash bond. Red Oak police report the arrest Wednesday of 47-year-old Mark Douglas Bergren of Red Oak on a valid Montgomery County warrant, or rather Mills County warrant, for probation violation. Bergren was arrested in the 2100 block of Hickory Avenue in Red Oak just before 2:45 p.m. Wednesday. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two Red Oak residents following a pursuit that occurred July the 10th, with a third individual arrested later. At around 11:15 a.m. Monday, deputies had responded to a call of three suspicious individuals southeast of Nottoway near 260th and Elm Avenue. A deputy met a vehicle with three suspicious occupants on 260th Street. The driver attempted to hide at the residence of 1210 Chestnut, while an occupant, later identified as Richard Pierce, fled on foot. The driver of the vehicle, Bobby Bruce, and passenger Michael Brace, both of Red Oak, thought it was safe and clear to leave and headed south on Chestnut Avenue. They were seen by the deputy and pursued. Bruce attempted to flee and eventually surrendered after losing control of the vehicle while attempting to turn south onto Cherry Avenue. Bruce was charged with eluding, driving while revoked, interference with official acts, accessory after the fact, and possession and control of an offensive weapon by a felon. Brace was charged with interference with official acts, accessory after the fact, and possession of control of an offensive weapon, also by a felon. Pierce was located later and arrested by the Adams County K-9 unit lying in a soybean field. A rural Grant man was arrested Wednesday by the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies after they responded to a call of a suspicious subject walking on 115th Street southeast of Grant. 29-year-old C.J. L. Richards of rural Grant was arrested at around 9:30 a.m. at his residence, where he was located after the call. Richards had a minor injury and was taken to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment. He allegedly became verbally abusive to the staff and physically assaulted two deputies while being seen for treatment. The deputies were not injured, and Richards was subdued and taken to the Montgomery County Jail following treatment of his initial injuries. Richards was charged with two counts of assault on persons of certain occupations and one count of disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $1,000. Shelby County Sheriff Neil Gross says his office has launched a general fund effort to raise money in support of the Sheriff's Office K-9 program. The Sheriff's Office is a 501c3 nonprofit that is accepting tax-deductible donations with receipts being furnished. Sheriff Gross said in a social media post, "This is a wonderful opportunity to help protect those who protect us." And he said when the communities need help, they call the police. When the police need help, they call for a Sheriff's K-9. Gross said that while they will be holding a fundraiser for activities for a K-9 unit in the near future, any monetary donations now would be greatly appreciated. You can find out more by visiting the Shelby County Sheriff's Office website at www.shco.org or following them on Facebook by searching for Shelby County Sheriff's Office, Harlan, Iowa. You can also call 712-755-5026. In our funeral announcements, Sherry Sanboth, age 52 of Red Oak and formerly of Walnut, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Sherry Sanboth will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Walnut, Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lorraine Anschutz, age 80, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside services for Lorraine Anschutz will be held today at 10:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. William Bill Lassen, age 95, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Bill Lassen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Betty Brown, age 79, of Cumberland, died June 13th at her home. A luncheon to celebrate the life of Betty Brown will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Paul G. Christensen, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Paul Christensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Doug Peterson, age 66, of Carbon, died Saturday at the Corning Hospital. A memorial celebration of life party for Doug Peterson will be on Saturday at 5 o'clock at Doug and Patty's home located at 1421 175th Street in Carbon, and the family invites you to bring a dish to share at the potluck during his celebration of life. Ritchie Funeral Home of Lenox has the arrangements. Jeffrey Animal Weiss, age 57, of Marnie, died Wednesday at his home. A celebration of life service for Jeffrey Weiss is currently pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.